Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. You know what? I haven't looked at the Twitter question. I'm going to guess, though.
What you got?
Well, we put up the Twitter question, should the Eagles suspend Jalen Carter? And I'm going to guess, because obviously that would hurt the Eagles.
They're going to say no, 70%
They're going to say no. I mean, I know. The Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. How should the Eagles handle Jalen Carter discipline? Two choices here. Now, you threw a third option in here, which is I think is a good one no matter how they approach it, which is to get him some help. But two options. It's done, move on, right? He got the ejected last night, so that's you could just say it's done there.
Mm-hmm.
Or suspend him for this Chiefs game coming up. 85% say it's done, move on. 15% say suspend him. I'm going to be fascinated to see how they handle this, Hugh, just because last year, for what they said was missing a meeting. Now, who knows? Maybe he missed 10 meetings. Maybe it was one. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they suspended him for a quarter of a game. This is worse than that.
Yeah.
So is it a quarter? Is it a half? Is it nothing? I don't know what they're going to do.
The Eagles, to me, they're one of the greatest, if not the greatest, organization in football and I think professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at their commitment to the community and what they've done for autism and how much money they've raised for autism. I understand that that is different, and you're supposed to allow a player, like he's a grown man. I get that. And you're paying him a lot of money. But to me, this is bigger than football. I mean, and I'm being totally serious now because there's a pattern here that we're overlooking because he is such a dynamic player. But to me, this has the potential of derailing a dynamic player's career because he can't control himself. Like, I'm listening to what Dak said. Like, John Randall. Remember telling you a story about John Randall? Was telling you in the break about how John Randall would hype himself up for the game and use that for motivation to go out and have a hell of a game.
Yep.
It feels like Jalen is doing the same thing, but he's channeling it in the wrong way. I listened to what Dak said, and he was going through the progression of how it happened. He said he spits all the time on the field. He said he wasn't going to spit on his lineman, so he spit in the direction of Jalen Carter. And Jalen asked him, "What are you trying to spit on me?" And he said, "You know, he cleaned it up, but he probably said, 'Why the heck am I? Why would I spit on you?'"
Right.
And Jalen took that as he got offended, and he spit on him. You know what would have been better to do? Beat their ass between the lines on the field, and talk trash to him there, and dominate the game in a way that we've seen you do in the past. We didn't get a chance. Like, we got robbed last night of seeing what could have happened if you would have channeled it that way as opposed to the way you channeled it. You know what I mean? Because here's the beautiful part about that, Jalen, if you're listening. Dak was going to be on the field every time that you were on the field. Mm-hmm. And during the course of the game, you could have got your get back all game. You had 60 minutes to get your get back. Punch him in the stomach if you want to. If you want to be violent, you could have did it within the realm of the game. You know what I mean? You could have did it in a way where you could inflict pain on him in the game. But instead, you spat on him. Because instead of you using that spit towards you as motivation, you needed instant retaliation. And here's the thing. You was about to get it. The game was about to start. They had the ball. So if you would have waited just 10 seconds, hell, you could have got right back at him. You could have beat the guard and the tackle and went back there and dumped him on his head if you wanted to and called him all kinds of names if you wanted to, if you channeled it the right way. To me, this is bigger than football. This is life lessons, man. And the pattern that he's showing or following is a scary one. Marcus Hayes, shout out to Marcus Hayes. Because when he asked a question, it resonated with me in a way that I'll never forget. I remember when I was sitting in the HR office, Joe, and they were talking to me when I got fired, mm-hmm. about how aggressive and how intimidating I was and how small it made me feel. And I remember going to Dr. George James and him telling me that I need to adjust that and change that. He needs to do the same thing.
Let's hear that again. If you missed it earlier, Marcus Hayes asking this question to Nick Sirianni last night about what you could do to keep Jalen Carter in check. Here it is.
So what do you think you can do to keep Jalen from doing this? I mean, he's had a history of, he's gotten 2 fights last year. You know, he seems to have a habit, and he doesn't seem to be able to control himself when provoked. Is there anything you can do to stop
it? Yeah, like I said, everything that we do is going to be held in-house. He knows, and we needed him out there today, and he wasn't out there against a really good offense. I was really proud of the way the guys stepped up and played. To give up 20 points against a really good team, a really good offense. I think, they got good offensive line. Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback. 2 really good wide receivers, a really good tight end, 2 running backs that can make plays with the football. I thought BY came in and had that strip, which was huge. Again, goes back to when we win the turnover battle, good things happen for us as a team. And we talked about that at halftime, and then the other halftime that we had that, you know, because I know Coach Eberflus does a really good job of preaching, coming after the football, and I thought they had some good strip attempts, and our guys did a good job of carrying it, and, you know, we got the one out, which was all the difference in the game, in my opinion. And, you know, I thought Jordan got some good pressures. Morrow, I'll have to watch the tape there, but I know he played stout in there. Gabe Hall came in and gave us some good reps, but we need Jalen Carter on the field. And like I said, we'll keep everything in-house, but we have to get all these things corrected as a whole. As you guys know, I want them – you see how I coach with emotion, and I want them to play with emotion. And that's what I kind of say all the time is, but you have to do it within the rules of the game because we need everybody out there to help us be successful.
Let me throw this at you, Hugh. I thought about this last night. And when we had a discussion earlier in the offseason, and I think there's 2 ways to view it. One is the talent perspective, and then 2 is the mentality. They had a lot of defensive penalties last night. Mm-hmm. And obviously the Jalen Carter thing was its own separate thing. But Nolan Smith got called for a taunting. You know what I thought about last night? I thought about how young they are on defense.
Yes.
Who's the grown-up on that defense, right? Like last year they had Josh Sweat, who'd been around a long time. Brandon Graham, who's been here forever, right? Darius Slay. They had some vets that were around 30, if not over 30. And I look at this defense right now, and I'm like, man, they're talent. There's some talent, right? Like, Jahad Campbell showed us he could play last night. Mm-hmm. He could play.
He did.
They've got talent. But who is the guy that's going to say to Jalen, or even Nolan, and I don't think Nolan plays out of control, but he had a bad moment last night. Who's going to say, like, we got to calm down? I don't know who that is.
Reed Blankenship. It all depends.
Maybe.
Like, here's the thing.
Is that Reed's personality? I don't know.
Here's the thing. This is my personal take on the Jalen Carter thing. I don't think nobody knows how to communicate with him. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, and I keep saying this because it's bigger than football, because there's a pattern. And, you know, I know you want to suspend him, but it has been shown that taking something away from him doesn't help the situation. This is bigger than that to me. It's one of those things where you need to sit down and try to, I'm not saying change the way he plays on the field, but you need to learn how to identify certain situations and channel your energies better. That's it. That's all you have to do. And if you do that, who knows where that could potentially take Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
But as far as trying to rein him in, I don't think anybody knows how to do that because they don't know how to reach him or communicate with him.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, and I know people are on the internet talking about, you know, oh, you're the same cat that, you know, got in a fight with Teal. That was 20 years ago. I'm on my grown man stuff now, and you probably need to get on your grown man stuff, too, if you can't comprehend the conversation that I'm trying to have, because this is a real conversation, because we have a generational player that in order for us to get to where we ultimately need to be, we have to have him on the field. So we have to figure out a way to help him out as a human being and a football player. Because we're sitting here debating whether or not we're going to suspend this guy for spitting on somebody because he can't control himself.
Yeah, and beyond this, the Eagles are, what, 8 months away from maybe giving him...
Give him a huge contract.
Like, once you get a contract like he's projected to get, you're not just some guy anymore. Like, no. You're one of the faces of the franchise. You can't be spitting on someone.
And you need to handle yourself accordingly. Like I said, I'm sitting in that HR office, and that man broke me down like a shotgun because he was like, you're intimidating. You're too big for that and all this other stuff. And it made me feel small. And I remember, and after that phone call, Michael Strahan called me, and I'll never forget it. And he said, Hugh, the same thing that makes you a great player on the field works against you in the real world because I'm just going to keep it a bean, you're a big black dude. And when you get upset and you get passionate, it's different than when a white guy does it. And that's a fact. That's a fact. So I am perceived like when I get upset and I start yelling and screaming, oh, Hugh's about to lose it. It's the same thing with Jalen Carter. You have to control that because that makes people uncomfortable. And you can't, I'm not telling him to change who he is, but you have to understand how that's perceived. And it's all cool when it's on the football field, when it's being done to help your team win. It's not cool in the real world. No. It's not.
Well, it's not. I mean, clearly, it's what happened last night was I'd be embarrassed if I worked for the Eagles. Like, if I'm Howie, if I'm Jeff, like, we can't have this. I mean, number one, they almost lost to a team they're better than because he was on the field last night. Number two, just can't have it as a face of the franchise, one of the faces of the franchise. 215-592-9494. We'll get to Sirianni, what he said about Kevin Petullo's first game coming up. First, though, at least we get to talk to him after a win over the Cowboys. Cowboy Jim up on WIP.
All right, before we get to how proud I am of the Cowboys and Dak,
this is so sad.
Joe, it wasn't a blowout. You was right, so he deserves an apology. Correct?
No, I'm not apologizing to you.
That's, Cowboy Jim, I'm definitely not.
There's
that.
No way that happened. Also, also, if I had known Carter wasn't going to play a snap, perhaps I wouldn't have felt as confident.
No, it wouldn't have changed anything.
Obviously would have changed something.
Sirianni had a lot of praise about the Cowboys. Maybe you should listen. About this Merle thing, listen, I do the charters, Merle's on there, so I've gotten to know Merle a lot over the years. Do you think I'd get a slap on the wrist if I walked up to him and spit on him?
I mean, you would never be on a charter again.
I think Mike Quick would get up and knock me out, and everybody else would knock me out. So, Merle, come on. Spitting is wrong in everything.
Yeah, we can't do that. Yeah, I disagree with him on that.
And I'm sure Hugh, while he's watching the game, Sanders fumbled. Oh, I told you they would win. Oh, CeeDee Lamb dropped the ball. I told you they would win. That's how I see it. Is that how you see it, Hugh?
When you say Sanders fumble, what?
He's saying that knew they were going to win.
Yeah, I did.
Even though there was a couple plays that dictated the game.
I mean, I never felt for a minute that the Dallas Cowboys were good enough to beat the Eagles. I thought they were good enough to play it close because they're going to come in and they're going to play above their station. And it kind of played out. What I thought it is,
and
Jim.
There it is, 12:30. No, that's number 15.
Think about it though, because your guy CeeDee Lamb would have went off for like over 100 yards if he'd have made those last two clutch plays, but he fell off.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been close to him. He dropped the ball. Those are big drops.
And I'm proud of the classy Cowboys. I'm very proud.
Stop.
But you know, the fumble, the drop passes. This might be
the biggest example of how sad the Cowboys are. That's enough, Cowboy Jim. He's proud of his team after a loss in week one. I mean, like, proud? That's how far the Cowboys have fallen, that you're proud that they came in here and competed like the little engine that could? Derek is up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's up? Yo, real quick. So with the Jalen Carter thing, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go back and forth about the spitting because spitting is wrong, right? But the only thing that I don't like, this is really with you, Hugh. Like, you're saying, like, Jalen Carter, you want your grown man now. Jalen Carter, like, 23 years old, right? So at 23 years old, your mindset was nothing like it is right now. So how can you expect his to be that way? You understand what I'm saying? So you're like saying he needs help and do this and do that. Like, I don't know, but have you ever, like, sat down and talked to him? And then y'all saying, like, it's a pattern, right? That's his first time being kicked out of a game, right?
No, it's not, Derek. It's not his first time.
What game did he get kicked out of?
He had to sit down. Which game was it? We had to sit down the first quarter.
So
Falcons game.
Yeah,
right?
So that's because he missed the meeting, though.
Right,
that's because he missed the meeting.
Hold on, let's go through it because Marcus asked the question last night, and you're bringing it up. So in the last year, he was suspended by the team for a quarter for, they said, missing a meeting.
For missing a meeting.
Right, okay, that's one. In the Saints game, 2 weeks later, he and Sirianni had to be separated on the sideline.
I know all that, though. Right, I asked you what other game has he been kicked out of. But the pattern of
behavior isn't just kicked out of games. It's a pattern of then let's go to the Steeler game. The Steeler game in December, the refs missed a call that would have changed the game on a Steeler punt.
He punched the dude in the face.
He punched a Steeler player in the face, and they totally missed it. He could have been ejected from that game. The ref just didn't see it. Like, so we have a player now.
But Derek,
if he didn't get ejected last night and he spit on Dak, it's still the same thing. He punched a player. He spit on Dak. Like, he did these things. One of them they saw. One of them, obviously, they didn't. Derek, what if it's a playoff game? Like, at what point are we going to say he has to? He's
I'm not
too
saying in- that he's. Listen, you're taking what I'm saying. All I'm saying to y'all is, right, instead of sitting up here making it seem like he's 40 something year old Jalen Carter, right? He's 20 something year old Jalen Carter, right? You're saying he don't sound remorseful. He got up there. He owned it. He didn't deflect, right? He could have said, Dak spit towards me. That's why I did it.
He did say that. He said, there's a video out there.
He said, that's him saying, Dak.
But that's him saying, go look at the video. Dak did it first.
That's what Dak said. Dak said he asked him. He said he asked him, why did he spit towards him? And Derek, the reason why I say what I say as an older man is because I see the pattern. The dude, this ain't just because he's a Philadelphia Eagle. He's gotten in trouble in Georgia. He was a Georgia Bulldog. I lived in Georgia. I heard stories about some of the things that he was doing in Georgia. That's why I feel
as
like
a kid though, right?
He's listen, still a kid, Derek, though. Could That's you please listen, Derek? Could you please listen to what I'm saying? He is a child, no question about that, and he needs help. He does it to your point because he's a child. He does not know how to handle his emotions. So when you have a child that doesn't know how to handle their emotions, you get somebody that allows them and helps them to sort through those feelings and learns how to control those feelings or channel those feelings. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he's crazy, but he needs somebody, a life coach or whatever you want to call it, that's going to help him channel those emotions that keeps him out of situations like that.
I understand what you're saying. I just, like I said, he's just a young player. The spitting thing was a total violation. Like, if they suspend him for whatever amount of time, like, I'm not going to say what he deserves, what he don't deserve. I just feel like he's a young player. He's on a young team. And when you're young, like, you're going to do young bonehead stuff. And hopefully it don't hold him back from reaching his full potential.
Derek.
But I'm just not going to sit up here and, like, you know, make Derek. It seem like he's like a cannonball and Derek, he don't Derek, have no sense. Derek, he got Derek, plenty of sense, bro.
Derek. Right. Now we're here. We try to talk around it. This is the same young man that before he came out of college had another incident where some folks died. Some
that
people.
How was that
no,
his fault?
Listen, because he was racing with him, Derek. Derek, I was
you
in it.
You ever drove your car listen, fast before?
Yes, I have, Derek. And by the grace of God, listen to what I'm saying. And by the grace of God, nothing happened to me. Nothing happened to me. But the point I'm making is this. You're not listening to what I'm saying, Derek. You're not listening to what I'm saying. Because you're making excuses for a man because he plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm talking about life stuff. I'm talking about his life. What if he would have died? We wouldn't even be having this conversation. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Listen to what I'm saying, Derek, with all due respect. If this young man needs help, it ain't a shame to get no help. You trying to make it seem like we trying to vilify him. I didn't come on here and do that. I came on here. The first thing I said was you shouldn't suspend him. I said get him somebody to talk to. And you're trying to justify it in your own way. Why you like I'm trying to down the man. No, I'm trying to help him be
Eagles,
a better person.
The Eagles are a first-class organization, right?
Yes.
So if the Eagles would know or think that, man, this kid needs some help. Let's get this kid some help. You're the one that said they're a first-class organization. I didn't say that. You said that. So
now we're playing semantics. Now we're playing semantics. He needs
some
help.
No, Derek.
He needs some help. I'm on here talking about it. You're talking about football. I'm talking about life.
It's just, Derek, it feels to me like you're downplaying someone that doesn't make
I'm
good.
I'm not downplaying it, Derek.
Yes, you really are.
Can we take a time out? Can I just say, let's
y'all
say.
Y'all don't know him, man. You
Derek,
don't know
Derek,
him as a
I don't
person,
know. But Derek, right. Derek, hold on. But guess what we have? We have his actions. In life, you are what you do. You are what you do. And he does not make good choices. I mean, Derek, this guy would.
You can overcome him, though.
Sure, but no one said he can't, Derek. But at some point, like, why are you defending him? Can I say this? Stop it. He's not a monster.
How am I trying to make him out to be a monster, Dave? What did I say that made him into a monster?
You said, he has all these incidents. I lived in Georgia.
Derek, what
did I say? What did I call him a monster? He has had these incidents. What are you missing about what I'm saying?
Derek, no one wants to make anyone out to be a monster. And people make mistakes in life. And they can be forgiven. And when we all move on. Derek, he was sued for leaving the scene of a car crash.
Let me do something.
Derek.
She was a coach.
Derek, I want to finish the statement. Don't cut me off. He was sued for leaving the scene of a car crash where someone died. Okay? There's a pattern of behavior here, and I'm not saying last night is like that. Nobody is, Derek. But obviously they have a player here who is not making good choices. He is too. I don't want to hear he's young. They're all young. Half the team's 24. I mean, if we talk about them as they're trying to win a Super Bowl, you can't say he's young. Jalen Hurts is young. He acts like he's a politician. He's acts buttoned up every.
And you make fun of that.
No, I don't make fun of the way Jalen Hurts acts, Derek. Derek, I don't make fun. We talk about his play. I like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is an adult.
Yeah, all right.
Derek, Jalen Hurts acts like an adult.
I listen to the show every day, bro. So you're able to tell me what
you
say.
What? Well, no, you know what? Bye, Derek. Bye. I mean, I don't have the time.
I can't do the young thing.
I can't do that with you today. I respect you as a person. I think you're a great caller, but this ain't to me. Me in particular, this is way beyond football. And whether you want to hear it or not, Derek, you're talking about football. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about trying to get this young man in a position where he can channel his emotions so that he doesn't get in any more trouble. That's what I'm talking about. You talking about football and all this other stuff. I'm talking about a young man who has made some questionable decisions. I never once said he was a monster. I said he was a great kid. He just needs to channel his injury. But you're stuck on the football aspect of it. I'm surprised at that, especially coming from you. With all due respect, that surprises me that you would take that stance in a situation like this.
I know we're all Eagles fans, and we tend to just defend our guys. He spit on another player last night. I disagree with what Merrill said earlier. He should have clearly been thrown out of the football game. And I would suspend him next week. And if you're afraid of losing a game to the Chiefs because of it, I'm sorry, get over it. We got bigger fish to fry. There's 17 games. I don't know how to send the message. I'm not a football coach. I'm a fan. Hugh has a great thought to help him in a different way off the field. I'm just saying, if I was Sirianni, he's not playing for me next week after this. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here, and we did promise we'll hear about Petullo, what Sirianni said. Man, Kevin Petullo got off the hook last night. It was his first game as a coordinator. They didn't score the last like quarter and a half, and nobody cares.
Hey, nobody tripping. They won the game.
Yeah, they did.
The Dallas Cowboys.
I actually thought some of the stuff was good early on. Oh, we'll talk about Petullo, your phone call as well. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The Labor Day sale is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and it's your chance to score the lowest prices of the season. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on best-selling mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Sealy, Purple, Casper, and more. Plus, up to $700. They'd be mad at me if I said $700. Off adjustable sets, that's the adjustable base that I'm talking about. People, it's the thing that can make your bed go up, down, vibrate, and all that other good stuff. Do what I did and visit Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. The Labor Day sale is on all month long. Now at the Mattress Warehouse, shop the entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com, themattresswarehouse.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.